Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Duct Medic today, bringing you Lincoln Live on KFOR. Duct Medic, improve your air, improve your life. Duct Medic, all things LFR today with Assistant Fire Chief Pat Borg. Good to see you, Pat. Thank you. Happy holiday to you.
Good morning, Dale. It's a pleasure to be here, as always, and Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Well, on this cold day, heat is keeping us all warm. It's keeping you warm, listeners. It's keeping us warm here. And it might be your furnace. It might be your fireplace, might be a wood-burning stove, might be a space heater. So our subject today is doing all of this in a safe manner, either having checked it or about to check it, and right ways, wrong ways, what to look for, what not to do, what to do. So we're going to try to get as much of that going as we can here on this cold winter's type day. Furnace, first of all, that needs to be checked because the invisible killer is possible with CO.
Yep, carbon monoxide. Anything that produces, anything that is a combustion appliance will produce carbon monoxide. And furnaces, I think in the city of Lincoln, I think maybe all of them are either natural gas or propane fired. And so they're going to produce carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. And so it, like all appliances, need to be checked on a regular basis to ensure that they're functioning properly.
Water heaters, too. Water? I have an electric, but they're a gas, probably more likely to be a gas
water heater. Yeah, my water heater is a gas unit, and I have to check it. And it is new enough that it has a carbon monoxide detector on it, so I'm happy about that.
Over half of all home electrical fires involve lighting equipment or home electrical wiring, and we want to talk about that as more people plug in their indoor and outdoor Christmas displays. And we'll get back to the keeping warm space heaters, especially, is a subject we want to spend some time on. But can these days, Pat, with lights using less electricity, much cooler in touch to mm-hmm. touch than the mm-hmm. old ones were, is it still possible to pop a circuit or pop a fuse in a home?
Absolutely. Even though there are a lot of LED stuff out there, it's not the only thing out there. I still have some of the old Christmas tree lights, and I still have some of the old stuff, and I'm sure everybody else does too.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it is still possible to overload a circuit today. And the other things that are associated with electricity, like extension cords, that it's okay to use it for on a short-term basis, but don't use it for a permanent electrical, way to plug in something mm-hmm. electrical. And anything that's cracked, whether it's your Christmas lights or your extension cord or even the power cord on a space heater or something like that, if it's cracked and it's frayed, don't repair it. Just get rid of it and get a new one, because that's an indication that other parts of that cord could be damaged as well, and that'll create a short circuit and potentially a fire.
And let me just say power strips, too.
Power strips as well.
$4 or $5.
Yeah.
For a power strip, for a four-outlet power strip.
Yep.
So if it's cracked,
get rid of it.
Yeah,
if it's cracked, get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Another thing, don't use an interior extension cord outside.
Yes, they make special extension mm-hmm. cords for exterior purposes. They're able to withstand the heat and the cold, and they're better insulated.
Right.
And so, yes, you're exactly right. Look for the tag. Look for what's its purpose, and use those for inside, and those outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assistant Fire Chief Pat Borer, today we're talking about winter hazards. Top 3 days of the year for home fires are, and we're coming up on those top three
well,
days.
Well, top three days for candle uses.
Candles.
And they're all within the next month of us. Christmas, New Year's, and New Year's Eve Day and New Year's Eve. The three most popular times to use a candle. So there's lots of tips on candles. They can be used safely. We don't say don't use them. I mean, we just say use them safely. Never walk away from a lit candle. If you're going to leave the room, blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
And come back and relight if you're going to be in the room. So that's the most important thing, is that never leave a candle burning. If you're going to leave the room, put it out. Make sure that everything combustible is away from the candle. Even above it. And probably the most important distance is the vertical distance, because heat rises.
Shades on lamps.
Shades on lamps.
That's what I want
to say. Yeah. Yeah, you notice most of them are open at the top where there's a considerable distance between it and the light bulb. So candles, when you're talking about candles, put them out when you are not in the room. Make sure there's nothing combustible close to it. And that means all the way around and then above it as well.
Conversations with former Chief Huff. He'd look at me when he'd bring up candles. There will not be a candle in the Huff house.
No, you're right.
Probably not.
I worked with John quite a while, and you are exactly right. And, you know, that's not a bad thing, though. They make battery-operated lights that look almost like the real thing. They flicker. They look almost like a real flame. Yeah. So it's a great substitute, and I'm sure John has those in his house today.
I'm thinking so. No, it won't be the real flame. Space heaters, and let me just turn you to LNKTV, all right, the city's public access cable channel. There you will see an actual demonstration. We recorded this the other day with a couple of members of Lincoln Fire and Rescue, and it's a demonstration to show how wire heats up behind the walls if you overextend the capability of that wire. And this was in context of a space heater, and how if you have in and out like a space heater, and maybe you have your Christmas tree, or you have a lamp, or something else is plugged in. A heat lamp. I keep saying heat lamps. I meant heat pads. You know, something else to keep you warm. The wires are cooking behind the walls.
Yeah, you know, earlier you mentioned, well, you know, there's so many LED lights; they don't take as much power. You know, you can use more of them. Is that reality? You know, when you apply that principle to space heaters, they take a lot of energy. They take a lot of electrical energy. And so you're right. If you plug it in, if you plug that space heater into an outlet that isn't rated for the appliance, you're going to overheat the wires behind in the wall, behind the outlet. And when they overheat the items around them, typically wood studs, the studs in the wall. And if they get heated to the point, to the right temperature, they're going to ignite. And so we recommend that if you're using a space heater, know what amperage it is and what the outlet, know the size of the outlet that it should plug into. And then don't plug anything else into that outlet, because they take so much energy, electrical energy. Make sure that it fits the outlet. And don't plug anything else into the outlet, because they generally take up so much. They take so much electrical energy. You're going to now create a lot of heat in that outlet if you plug more than one thing into it with the space heater.
Yeah. People are asking, how do I know if it's a 20, 15, 30?
The new ones will tell you right on the power cord. It generally has a label, and it'll tell you. And then if you go down to your electrical panel, you can look, and it'll tell you what that circuit is rated at.
And that's just do your due diligence.
Yep,
go down and just find out where that outlet is. If it's a 20 when you flip it, then you know it's a 20 amp. If it's 15, if it's 30, then you know.
Yep.
Then you're
going to
be safe.
Yep.
Extension cords with space heaters.
Never. Never. Again, like we talked earlier, extension cords are okay for short time, temporary use. Never should be used for permanent use. And if it's an old extension cord cracked, the wire, you can see the wires, get rid of it right away. But again, because space heaters and other heating devices take so much electrical energy, they need to be plugged right into the outlet that's rated for that appliance.
Yeah, they serve a purpose. That way you're not heating your entire house if you're spending an evening in your living room or in the den, office, whatever the case is. All right. Other ways to stay warm include wood-burning fireplaces. Mm-hmm. Those should have been checked, or should be still checked, before you fire them up for the long winter season.
Yes, absolutely. You know, while we're talking about heating in general, it's the second leading cause of fires in the home. And in the wintertime, there are more fires in the home in the winter than any other time of the year. So we're in that season of the year where we're inside a lot. We're using secondary heating sources, and like furnace, like fireplaces and wood stoves and those kinds of things. So all of those have a chimney, your fireplace, your wood stove, they have a chimney. Those should be cleaned on a regular basis by a professional who can clean it. And then you're not going to have material in your chimney that when it gets hot, it can actually start on fire. That's not where you want the fire. You want the fire in the firebox.
Mm.
You don't want it in the chimney.
Control.
And so that's the reason we clean them, so you don't have a fire in the flue. But, you know, I personally have experienced times where people have taken ashes out of the fireplace or out of the wood stove, put them in a combustible container, either in the garage or next to the fireplace, and then that catches fire and then the house catches fire. I've personally seen it. And so when you, if you have those features, fireplaces, wood burning stoves, whatever, that burn wood, make sure that you take care of the ashes. They should be in a non-combustible container outside, away from the home or the garage.
Preferably with a lid.
Preferably with a lid.
Metal bucket with a lid.
That's what I have. I have a metal bucket with a lid.
Yeah, you can find them at a hardware store. All right, well, check out tips on your own. I don't want time to get away without talking to Pat about what's going on now within the city. Committee members are taking a look at the extra money that was received from the quarter cent city sales tax increase. That money, very well spent for the city's new emergency radio system and new police and fire stations, but there's extra money, about $2 million or so, because the money was spent so efficiently. There's a little extra left. And I'm curious, without getting political, what measures were taken in order to have the fire stations come in at or under budget, Pat, and now that there's some extra money might be added or has been or will be added back in. So give us examples of cost-cutting measures that didn't compromise safety.
Okay. Let me back up and go back to the beginning. When the tax increase was just an idea, and the folks that were putting together that idea in terms of a voting, of a vote for the people, and trying to determine how much money that would raise, finance director at the time, Steve Hubka, and others estimated that revenue to be at $36 million. And so that set our budget, both for the radio system and for the fire stations. At the time, it was reversed. It thought the radios would cost $24 and the stations $12. But as we got into it, the radio system cost $12 million and the stations cost $24. So $24 million was our budget. Dale, it is still our budget today until the decision makers decide what to do with the $2.1 million. That $24 million is still our budget. And so when we went into the construction, when we went into the design and then the construction, after the design was done, the stations were over budget. And just like you do at home, and I'm sure our listeners do at home, when you have a budget, you have to cut to stay within the budget, and that's what we did. We cut things like the porch roof over the walk-in door. We changed. We had more concrete block as opposed to metal panels for the exterior. None of the things that we cut compromised the safety of the occupants, both the police officers and firefighters at the joint facility or the firefighters at the other three fire stations. None of the things that we cut or compromised the safety of the people who will work in those buildings in the future. They were all features that we traded concrete for steel or vice versa. We traded one kind of door for another, but nothing. We didn't change the design, and we didn't change things that compromised the safety of the firefighters or police officers.
Which is what people will do in their homes.
Yeah, exactly. When you're given a budget, you're going to stay within that budget because the budget tells you what you can spend on the project. And so, as I indicated, even today, it's my marching orders that $24 million is my budget. Until the decision makers say that I can spend part of that too, or that it's going to be spent somewhere else, $24 million is still my budget, and I have to bring the project in under budget. So
the process is in the works now, the conversation, the discussion about
discussion's in the works.
How are we going to spend that $2
million? Yep, and you know, as we go along, and we added back almost everything we cut. Some of the things we did not add back are like the porch overhangs, the porch roof. It's too late in the process to add those back. But we've been working with firefighters and police officers all along through this process. We've added things that weren't in the original program. So we're making them, in some respects, even better based upon their input and things that we can add now, knowing that we have a little bit of money. So we're adding things now that weren't in the original program. So I think they're going to be, I know that they're going to be awesome buildings. Mm-hmm. The public's going to be pretty proud of the fact that we built good buildings, but we didn't go over the top.
And that will last for years.
They'll last for years and years. We built them under the concept of 50 to 75 years of use. Yeah.
Good. Pat, thank you very much for coming in. Happy holidays.
Dale, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
You bet. And be safe.
Thank you.
Assistant Chief Pat Boer joining me on Lincoln Live. Thanks to Duct Medic. Improve your air. Improve your life. Duct Medic. I'm Dale Johnson.